Good morning. It's Thursday, July 11th, and we are on the cusp of the Invitational. Very exciting. It's almost like Christmas. I am not only here with my good friend CJ. CJ, how are you today?
Scott, are you in or are you out?
Well, I am no longer going to answer that until I know what I'm in for.
Are you in?
I think I probably am in, because right. I usually am in.
So, two special guests today. One, head pro Brian Smith. Believe you had a match with him last week and Jameis Sinan. And since you're in, I just wanted to ask you to discuss how that went for you.
CJ, let me explain something to you. Okay. You should never be in a position where you lose to the head pro by one hole at the very end. And that's what happened. Right. And I was only getting two shots.
I heard a lot of buzz and I heard loss.
Well, it was a loss. There was a loss there. I did use my Venmo. Right. For the head pro. Who knew?
I also want to say, while we're in, and Employee of the Month, Cam, is here.
Cam? Employee of the Month. There's a reason Cam is here.
So I want to say Tuesday, the legend himself ran a 14-plus hour shift here. I was here for an awful lot of it.
Wait a second. How do you do 40 hours a week when you do 14 in one day, Cam?
I don't work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, typically.
Oh.
He puts the 40 hours in on Tuesdays.
In fairness, he did take vacation, like, when he'd only been here, like, 2 months.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But it's
a long shift.
So we have Cam here because I guess Cam's first appearance did not go well with his boss, so we're going to have him come in.
Double down?
Yeah. He's either doubling down or he's going to soften the blow.
All right on.
But, CJ, I did want to start with one thing, because we have a lot going on today. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to start, obviously, with the Invitational. Brian has allowed us to be the platform through which he announces the flights, which, by the way, if you think you knew what flight you were in, you might find it changed.
Interesting.
Because it changed as late as last night.
Wow.
But before we turn this over to Brian and we go through the flights, I know you say that we don't have a lot of listeners, but it turns out, not only do we have a lot of listeners, I get fan mail. I'm going to read you a text from last night from one of our avid listeners.
Okay.
We'll call him William in a Wheelchair. Rumor has it that the Invitational podcast is dropping tomorrow. As an avid listener and supporter, I would encourage you both to choose a flight winner that is not yourself. While we appreciate your confidence in yourselves, we, the listeners, like an objective view. So we have been put on warning by our fan base to be more objective about who we choose in our flights.
Okay. I think that's a good ask.
I
think that just choosing yourself it's just not interesting.
Okay.
I think it's assumed that you have confidence in your game, that you believe you're a contender.
All right.
But I'll take that feedback to heart.
We'll both hope that we win, but we're going to objectively choose a flight winner.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Brian, are you going to be choosing flight winners with us?
I will not be choosing flight.
Brian always has to be.
I am going to be, impartial.
All right.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to announce the flights. We're excited for the invitation. A lot of work goes into it, so we'll thank everyone for everything they've done already. And what's to come next week. The weather looks great, so we're excited. We have 88 teams. We are again doing a one best ball of two for 3 days, so a 54-hole better ball of pair. These flights will change, I will say that. So if you're on the bubble, which is the end of flight four, the beginning of flight five, you'll have to pay attention closely, because your wave might change, which means flights 5 through 8 are going early, late, early, and flights 1 through 4 are going late, early, late. So you're on the bubble, and that your timing could change dramatically.
Brian,
yes.
This is metal play.
Yes.
Correct.
That's correct.
So what does metal play mean, most importantly? Where does the ball have to go?
At least one of you has to hole out.
It has to literally go into the cup, correct?
Into the cup.
You would be amazed at how infrequently that happens.
No putts should be given nor taken. So everything, at least one score for each team must go in the hole.
That that just wrecks my
brain. That's going to be hard for you.
Everything inside 8 feet is good for me, usually.
That's what's exciting about the event, I think. Because you can take an 8 or 9 or a 10.
Yeah, there's no cap. There's not like
no cap. No, right. This is okay. Real golf.
But it is on handicaps and so on and so forth.
It is handicapped.
Is there going to be a gross anything?
Gross skins. That's it.
Gross skins. Okay. But so not
we'll,
a gross
we'll
like...
Have, no,
okay.
We'll have dailies. Well, it is a net event. It's always been a net event. It will continue to be a net event.
Got it. All right. So let's start with the last flight, which is what, the eighth flight?
The eighth flight, which is the Prestwick flight.
Oh, we're naming after
we're
what?
We're naming after courses in the British Open Rota.
Right.
Because the British Open is this weekend.
The British Open is also
CJ, you're
next
doing
week.
A, that weekend.
There will be a pool, yeah. I missed the U.S. Open pool.
Well, you're traveling.
I was traveling, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can't do everything. And Brian, did I tell you that at Warwick Country Club, they named their flights after Taylor Swift albums? And I said to my buddy, I was the guest there, I'm like, what are we doing?
Which here? Album were you?
I have no idea. I don't know the Taylor Swift albums. Do you know the albums?
Only all of them.
I don't even... do you? Good for you, buddy. Do you, Cam, are you a big Taylor Swift guy?
You know, I dabble with the Taylor Swift albums.
Wow. Well, I don't know. I'm
just going to put it out there. The 1989 is by a mile the best one.
There was a flight. There was a 1989 flight.
Yeah.
We could do Springsteen albums. That would be good next year. Springsteen albums.
Yeah, right. I mean, we could name it after 1927 Yankees, if you wanted.
We could do that, sure.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is there's a lot of lists we could do, see.
A lot of lists.
Okay, that's...
I like this format.
Yeah, this is good.
This is great.
All right, so this one's called what?
This is Prestwick.
Prestwick. You ever played Prestwick, CJ?
No. I'll mention
Brian,
if I've played these when we go
been
along.
Out there.
I've not been to Scotland. I've been to
Are these
Southwest
all Scotland?
Ireland.
These are all Scotland.
These are all... Mostly.
Okay. All right, so this is the eighth flight. They're playing from the white tees?
The eighth flight plays the white tees. Again, this is handicapped. It's flighted by your 12-month low, combined team handicap. And we'll start with...
Combined team index.
Index.
Correct?
Combined
so not
team
applied
index.
To the
correct.
Course and then
not yet.
Cut 85%.
That'll happen after.
Got
but
it.
We flight on the index.
And they're going to read these in order of, like, not that it matters, but top to bottom.
Correct.
All right, go.
All right. Tom Friedman and Jesse Domashek. Second would be Daryl Hughes and Brian Hughes. First time in. Justin Fishlin and Mike Herkenroder. Tom Smith, David Berman. Steve Michael, Joseph McNeely. Pat Doyle, John Keneally. We got Jeff Wilson and Bo Quadrazzi, Greg Pappas, John Knapp, Jim Dentzer, Rich Tinsley. And then we got Nick and Jeff Vercolone, Joel Patterson, Bill Stovall, and rounding out the flight is Alex Payne and Mike Rabaska.
Point of order, do you know much about Scottish history, Scott?
No.
Prestwick is actually a Scottish word that translates to hot garbage.
No way. Oh, I get it. Oh, CJ. Yeah. That was really good. Yeah. Hot garbage is CJ's term for really bad flights.
Yeah.
What is the lowest combined handicap number?
27.6.
That's the lowest?
That's the top of the Prestwick.
Oh, the
flight.
Top. What's the bottom of that
The
flight?
Bottom of it is Alex Payne and Mike Brabaska at 54.1.
That's a lot.
That is Prestwick.
That's a
that
lot.
That is Prestwick. Yeah. CJ, I already know who's going to win that flight, and it's not even a question.
Let me hear your picks. I have mine.
Well, it's Dentzer and Tinsley. They are... We actually almost suspended Dentzer for being a sandbagger 1 year. So, and Tinsley is an unbelievable sandbagger. Plus, it can hit the ball a long way, and they're playing from the whites.
And they're the fourth from the bottom, so they have the fourth highest.
That's a guarantee. That one's a guarantee.
I like Steve Michael always in these sorts of tournaments because the guy can birdie any hole. I think he'll be in contention. I think Pat Doyle will play. But I think I have to agree with you that Dentzer is my favorite.
Yeah,
I played with Dentzer in a Twine match before, and the guy, he's an assassin.
Yeah, those guys are gonna win. There's no doubt about it. I don't know how they ended up in the eighth flight. That you know what it is, Tinsley's sandbagging wherever he's playing right now.
He's playing at a 16?
16.4.
Yeah.
Two 16s.
Ridiculous.
Out of Charter Oak.
Yeah. I love Tinsley. I really do. But, yeah, that's ridiculous.
We are excited to have him back. That was a very good two-ball team for many years in the spring four ball here.
So your boy Pat Doyle was here yesterday drinking, and he said, you really got to stop saying on the podcast that I'm always here drinking. And I said, why? Does your wife listen? He said, no. And I said, I don't understand that. So there you go, Patty. This is a shout-out to you. All right, wow, eighth flight. Let's put the hot garbage away and let's go to seventh. Wow.
Number seven.
Maybe we should have started at the top.
The Turnberry flight. Starting at the top with a 24.6 combined is Tom Lester and Sean Brown, followed by Chip Curran and Dick Gleicher, Charlie Crowley and Sam Boynton, Matt Anise and Danny Campbell, Tyson Seeley, Brad Egan, Justin Adelson, Greg Ling, Sam Schulzinger and Alex McInerney, Mark Melander, Graham Nelson, Eric Wynn and Bill Stovall, and then Brian and Eric Howe. Then we got Nate Whittier and Tucker Bailey. And then last at a combined 27.0 is Sean Heatherman and Malachi Carbonell.
That's a name flight. We know a lot of those.
Yeah, that's a tighter spread there. It's a 2.4 combined index spread.
What is the
spread?
Top and the bottom? 2.4?
Yeah, 24.6 to 27.
That's good. That's tight. Yeah, that's a good flight.
You want me to go first with my pick?
Yeah, please.
A lot of good golfers in here. Normally, I would pick Heatherman, but I saw him in the parking lot a couple days ago, and he said his game is in shambles.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I can't go with Hammer. This is a flight that's ripe for drinking themselves out of the tournament.
Well, certainly Melander will do that.
So I have to go with who I think might be the most disciplined person, which is saying a lot, in this crew. I'm going to have to go with Eric Wynn.
That's a good pick. He's consistent, I gather.
He's a good golfer.
I was going to lean toward your boy Sammy because you keep telling me he's improved so much.
He's a threat. I think this might be the year. If not this year, next year is his breakout year. He's hitting the ball great. I think he'll be in contention.
So one
I just don't know.
One aspect of a team that I like is if the guest was a former member. Do we have any in this flight? And if not, someone that plays more frequently. So
the Howes?
You would figure that as, what are they, brothers, the Howes?
Yes.
A lot of fun to play with, but I played with them on the last day of the Invitational last year. And if you remember, Boyer and I finished dead last in the entire tournament.
They were right above you.
So they were right with us at the bottom.
All right, so I'll pass on that. I'm going to go with my boys, Slam and Sammy.
Love it. Love to hear it.
All right, seventh flight. Not bad. There's a pretty big delta from 8 to 7, I got to tell you. So the seventh flight is playing from the blues.
That's correct. Going forward, the
next bunch of flights are blue.
All blue. All yep. Right. Now, the St. Andrews flight. 21.8 combined to 24.4.
Okay.
Top of that flight, David Weinschell, Bill Dobbins, Chris Peterson, Mike White, Owen and Kyle Griffin, Adam Ponte and Michael Courtney, Tyler Maruca, Matt McKay, Chris LeGros, Mark Dinellen, John Toyas and Matt Digby, James and Charlie Anderson, Steve Baldini and Ray Morrill, and then Mike and Gary Phillips.
This one's interesting, Scott. I don't think you can see it from here, but again, it's like a 2.5 spread top to bottom, but the member spread here is 1-1.
Well, I don't have to look at it. I know you
1-1 up to 11-4.
They're so really good.
Think about LeGros and Toyas and the shots they're going to be giving.
Peterson at 4, Griffin at 6.4, LeGros the low 1.1, Toyas is a 3.5, And Phillips is a 2.7, and then Baldini is a 5.6. So you got a heck
of a flight. So this is the flight where guys brought their either their family members or friends if they really don't give a shit that they're terrible golfers. That's this flight.
I mean, you know, I would auto pick Toyas in a tournament, except he's handy. I mean, he's being dragged down by Digby.
No, but I know Digby. There's no way they come.
They're out of it before the season started.
He'll wear it down. Yeah. He'll just wear it down. Same with Legros. It's just that's too. I mean, Legros should be finding a partner who's near his handicap and playing in the first flight. He'd have a better chance there. That's just too much. Unless his partner is really sharp, that's going to be really tough for them to win.
Yeah, I'm looking at Adam Ponte and Owen Griffin as my favorites.
Owen Griffin, I think, is when I listened. I did take a quick look at this, but listening to Brian list that Owen and his brother.
I think that
is that his brother?
Kyle is, yes.
All right, so I like that. I like that group. I think that's probably your best bet. I will say, though, Maruca has been out here playing a lot lately. So I could see Maruca being a sleeper.
Yeah.
You know, I played with Michael Phillips. I didn't really even know Michael Phillips was as good as he is.
He's really good.
And
he's very
good. I don't know. His dad, I think, must belong to a place somewhere. I mean, I know his dad. I used to play basketball with him.
Charter Oak.
So, you know, they always have a chance.
He's just giving up a lot of shots.
That's a lot of shots. That's a lot of shots. I'd say your best bet in this flight are the two guys where their handicaps are closer together, because that way they're going to be able to ding and dong better.
So you're looking. So that's why you're looking at Adam Ponte. He's a 10-6 with a 12-4 guest, and Dave Winchell is 11-4 with a 10-4 guest.
And Dave Winchell is not good either. So I'm going to stick with the Griffins.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a battle. This one's going to come down to the last three holes. Calling that.
I agree. All right. That's what flight?
St. Andrews.
St. Andrews. That was six.
Wow.
All right. This is Royal Portrush, the only Irish course we have that hosted the Open. This is the one, those of you at the top, you're on the bubble. You could possibly change to the fourth flight, and then your wave would change.
Interesting.
So we'll start with, it's an 18.6 to 21.8. We start with, at the top, John Tillery and Keaton Marcel, Jason Currier, Kyle Burrell, Angelo and Robert Libertini, Steve Camp, Andrew Hurchek, Paul and Peter Kramer, Brian McGrory, Chris Putala, John Peck, Stephen Stewart, and David and Sam DiRigo, Jimmy Rindo, and Andrew Waddington, and then Andy Hayducky, Jeffrey Lavallo.
That's a good flight.
18-6. So this is a three-stroke spread. 18-6 to 21-8.
That's a good flight.
I might have to go with the OGs with the DiRigos.
Well, I think about the DiRigos. I don't know how much Sammy's been playing. I did see him here last week. I think he did his practice round. You know, McGrory's been playing with his buddy Chris for a lot of years. He used to be in my flight when I was with my brother. But that's a tough one. What do you got? You go first on this one.
I like the DiRigos, and, you know, you have a champ from last year, Courier, in this one. He's always a threat. It's interesting. He's playing with the low guy, 6'8". This is a tough one. I'm going to go with the DiRigos and Courier as my two favorites.
You remember I said this last year, and I think I was proven wrong in one instance, but it's never good when the guest has the lower handicap. I just don't, and especially if the greens are going to be quick.
I don't want to hear that.
And the rough is going to be we're getting to that. But it's never good. But he works in my own thing that I just said, that he's your partner is a former member. And that works to your benefit. Are there any former members as guests on this sheet?
Pete Kramer.
Oh, that's right.
Sam was here. Sam,
I got to say, Kramer.
You got a lot of guys who have won in the last couple of years.
Yeah, but Kramer's
won the whole thing.
Kramer's playing terrible right now. I played with him yesterday. He's playing awful.
But the year he won, he was playing, he said, the worst he's ever played going into that.
Yeah. Kramer is always the threat.
And Pete's steady.
And Pete's a good player. So he knows steady. His course as well as
Absolutely.
Anybody. I don't know how much he's been playing. I mean, he's got a real life now.
Yeah.
So I would like to pick them, but I'm reluctant to do so. I know it's going to sound crazy. I'm going to pick McGrory in this flight.
Okay. That's totally viable.
All right. What do you got? Who'd you pick?
I picked the DiRigos.
All right. All right. Good. Nice. Good flight. That's a good flight.
That is a good
flight. It's getting better.
All right. Flight 4, Royal Troon. Again.
So now we are in the we have gone through the back wave.
So the wave we just went through starts first thing Thursday morning.
Got it. And how does it work? You're doing tee-offs on 1 and 10.
1 and 10.
So what will how will that look like? Will an entire flight tee off on 1, entire flight tee off 10?
Yeah, so we're going to go flights 5 and 7. We'll tee off 1. 6 and 8, we'll tee off 10.
So 5 and 6 will be teeing off at the same time.
7:30 and 7:35. So we have them staggered. So
that you can even really kind of anticipate within 20 minutes or 40 minutes when you're going to be playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least.
So now we're at the wave that starts Thursday afternoon.
Correct.
All right.
Spread goes 16.6 to 18.6.
What's the name of this flight?
This is Royal Troon.
Oh, nice.
Host of this year's British Open.
Nice.
All right, we start with John DeLegas, Joey Acau, Kent Walker, Warren Richmond, Colin Bachman, Mike Senner, Alan Sue, Scotty Bowman, Ryan Marson, Rob Chachio, Josh Reed, John O'Neill, John O'Brien, Michael Bowers, Michael Timmermans, Jeff Walsh, Bill Ward, Steve Gillis, Pat Donovan, Michael Harney, Bill Scheid, and Richard Finlayson, Garrow McCallion, and Duong Tran.
Scotty Bowman, wasn't that the Detroit Red Wings coach?
Yeah. Wow, awesome. We got celebrities.
All right, well, that's my pick.
I think he played last year. It's not the same Scotty Bowman. I did ask him for an autograph.
He has.
Yep. Yeah. Johnny DeLegas on, by the way, is there going to be a delay? This is a delay guy tournament. There's no doubt about that, right?
Yes.
How many delay guys?
Oh, there's three.
Because JK's bringing a cousin or something?
That's right on the edge of being too
there's
many.
There's a ton of delay
Nick.
Guy.
He's bringing Nick.
Yeah, we don't even know, like, there's like a lot of them. One day they were here, JK and Johnny with both of their dads. So there were literally a foursome delay guy, your head would have exploded.
That's a lot. That's too many.
So, but I don't like Johnny in this flight. I kind of like Ryan Marston here.
They won it last year.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one from the member perspective. You got some guys playing at low indexes. I'm seeing Bill Ward's playing at a 5.9. He's a good golfer. That's 5.9 is low for him. That's definitely the byproduct of his. So last year I played with him 2 days in a row. We played up in New Hampshire and he shot, I think it was like 96.
Yeah.
And then the next day he played here and he shot a 71.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's how you get to that low index.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know, he's always gonna be a threat, but can he put three rounds together? He could run away with it.
That's I don't know. But
he's gonna be busy. He's gonna be busy running his pigeon sheets and stuff. So I think there's gonna be some distractions.
Yeah, he's not gonna have. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go. Who did I say?
You said Marston. I think Marston's a great pick.
I think I like Marston. You know why Marston brings his buddy a pretty decent amount.
Rob, yeah.
He knows the course pretty well.
I think that's a great pick. If I have to pick someone else in that group, I mean, Josh Reed is a gamer, great putter. I think that he's gonna deal with. I think he might be the best putter in this group. So that'd be my alternative pick. Okay. Seth Marston.
You're gonna have to be a good putter for this tournament. Yeah, no doubt about it. Ryan, there are how many flights of 12?
Four flights of 12. Four flights of 10. Okay. Yeah. So 1 and 2 have 10. 3 and 4 have 12. 5 and 6 have 10. 7 and 8 have 12.
How did you decide that? Or was it random?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's fourth flight. That's Troon.
Fourth flight, Troon.
That's a good flight.
Royal Birkdale. Third flight goes from 13.1 to 16.3. At the top, Kevin McPherson, Thor Shane, Michael Murphy, Mike Montanari, Scott and Matt McGavick, Will Shapiro, Eric Enstrom, Sherwin Satarzadeh, Becker Hughes, Jim Jesse, Brian Sieve, JK and Nick DeLegas, Steve Gardner and Dan Gardner, Mark Nordstrom, Seth Katz, Eric Brickenbach, and Mats Pinard, Brendan Shortell, Christian Hyde, and rounding out the flight is Bill Crooker and Matt Lang.
Yikes. Thanks a lot, Brian.
Should rename this flight to the Cam flight because they're going to be seeing a lot of Cam.
That's going to keep Cam busy right there. Yeah. Just our flights. That is an insane flight. I mean, I almost feel bad for a guy like JK. They have, like, no chance in this flight. None.
You know, what's interesting here is that Crooker sabotaged Rickenbach by putting Mads with him.
Yes. Well, he's done that for... Rickenbach wants to get out from under Mads, but he can't. He feels bad about it. So Crooker basically brings his CFO and his best buddy, and then Rickenbach has to deal with one of them. I don't understand that whole dynamic.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, I... On this one...
Wait, did you mention Shortell? Is he in this flight?
He's yes. in there,
he
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We got Nordstrom, who I played against in McGavick Cup, is excellent. He's a good player.
Yeah.
This is going to be a really hard flight.
Is there a way that we can aggregate bar tabs by flight? Because I think that this one...
Can you guys do that?
This one... This one, I think, may outdo the total of the other seven flights.
Whoever wins, they all get one free round at the end. That's the way we should.
I'm sure that'll be necessary.
this flight, we're going to be in. So we're teeing off Thursday afternoon. Most of my flight will be in this bar at probably about 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, as far as picks go, I'm going to go straight to the bottom of the flight. I think Crooker and Clubba.
Well, I tell you, they played great. I played with them on Sunday, and Crooker's a crook. We get it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. I would pick them, but I'm not so sure. I don't know. Mark Nordstrom sticks in my head a little bit. Who was at the top of this flight again?
Kevin McPherson.
Yeah, McPherson. You know McPherson.
Good player. Thor's a five.
I would have to say, though, that there is value to having played a lot of metal play tournaments, which I don't think down in Florida those guys play a lot of metal play. And Kevin doesn't play a lot of that up here. Metal play tournaments are just different. So I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with Nordstrom.
Okay.
With the understanding that I expect to win this flight. Even though it's a 12-person flight with a bunch of sandbaggers, I still expect to win.
Is all of Grippit and Sippit in this flight? Is Crooker, Rickenbach, Shapiro? Driscoll. Oh, Driscoll's not, yeah, okay.
So the other three, yes.
Okay.
And then Shapiro's buddy has played here before, Eric. I played with him a couple times.
He was here last year, I think.
Yeah, he's had us down to Eastwood Hall, and
yeah,
he's a good guy. So that's a flight. That's a flight. All right.
Okay.
Wow.
Flight two. Muirfield. This is a 10-team flight. Goes from 10.6 to 12.7 at the top. Peter Mellon and Dixon Hargrove. Jeff and Alex Plunkett. Matt Pastor, Ryan Fote. Mike Samula, Peter Duckett, Dennis Reed, Alex Fagan, Sean Walker, Max Traylor, John Mack, Steve Paula, and we got Josh Klimkowitz with Tim Howe, Matt Owens with Andrew Bell, and Brendan Driscoll with Jamie Bruno.
Max Traylor is one of the cooler names I've heard in a while.
That's a cool name, yeah. I like that
He's
name.
A plus.
He's a member?
No. He's a plus four from the international. He's a good player.
Whose guest is he?
That's Sean Walker.
Again, that's not ideal. Not ideal. It's just not ideal.
He's played here. Him and Duckett have played here. They always play in the guest days, so they're pretty familiar with the course, and they're really good golfers.
Sean Walker's getting a lot of shots. I mean, he's a 12-4. You got guys in here who are 3-2.
I'd have to say, if I was in that flight, I'd pick myself immediately. But this flight doesn't seem as good as the third flight.
I mean, you do have the president of the club in this flight, and he could probably call in a few favors on pin placements.
Probably. I think because he's so busy being president, he struggles to play to his handicap. So that's a problem. Point.
You got Matt, be a challenge.
Matt Pastor, who's a great player, but Matt, the problem with Matt is he has now pushed his 12-month low beyond his capabilities.
4-3?
Yeah.
They win quite a bit.
I mean, they do win a lot, but that was when Matt was like a 7 or an 8. He was never in the second flight.
A lot of returning teams. It's great.
Who's your pick?
I got to believe the Plunkets are happy to be out of the first flight. Jeff gets to play from the Blues now. I'm going to go with the Pastor. I'm going to go with Pastor, but I don't think they're going to win. But I know that he and his buddy are a good team. CJ?
I can't take my eyes off the name Max Traylor. I just think that's a winner.
All right, I think that's a winner. I like that.
Yeah, and I would love nothing more than to just observe Sean Walker winning the tournament.
That would be great.
Because I think he might do a backflip.
Sean Walker is a personality. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Yeah, wow.
to the top flight.
And we move back to the blacks now.
To the black tees.
Oh,
to Carnoustie.
Carnoustie flight.
Oh, it's Carnoustie.
It's called Carnoustie.
All right, whatever.
Carnoustie. All right, this goes from a plus 1.8 down to a 10.3.
Wow.
This is a tough one.
That's a huge spread.
That is
the biggest spread by a mile.
Top of the flight is Jeremy Mead and Matt Friedman, followed by Pat Scranton, Sean McReynolds, Sam Diabakele, Michael Zelazny, Chris Tranchino, Craig Smith, Tony McLeod, Derek Sanders, Steve Markowitz, Kevin Jones, Ken Moyes and Ray Lyons, CJ Johnson and Jay Messina, Dean Queso, Jim Cronin, and Kenny Gates and Rob Bailey.
Yikes.
I am the high handicapper in this fight.
Let's do elimination. Let's go by elimination.
You got the 2023 overall invitational champion in this flight, which is Steve Markowitz and Kevin Jones.
And did they play first flight last year?
They were second flight last year. They were the top. They were right on the cusp.
Big difference.
Yep.
So, by the way, if you win the whole thing, you should automatically have to move up to the first flight. So,
Kevin's a plus.
We're going to do some eliminations here. First of all, we're going to eliminate Kenny Gates and Rob Bailey because Rob Bailey will not be able to play from the blacks.
Seven plus handicaps.
Kenny's great. Kenny also took about 2 weeks off from golf, so he's not going to be ready, and Rob can't play from the blacks. They're out. CJ, I love you. How do you think Messina played when we played with him last week? He was fine, right?
He played. He's steady as always. If he can get the rust off, he's going to
But here's what I feel about this team. Because I'm not eliminating them. I've already told CJ this, CJ. It's going to come down to you. If you can contribute, the thing is that Jay is always going to be in the hole. He rarely makes mistakes. So it would be you being able to...
I've seen this turn into some pars.
You know, par some holes, maybe find a birdie where you have a shot.
Yeah.
How many shots are you getting?
How many shots
will CJ have?
He's a 9.2.
So he'll end up with, what, 10, you think?
13, 14.
On
Mead.
From the black.
10 or 11.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that, you know, it's the same thing with my son. It's going to come down to you. Mead what's his name?
Friedman.
Maddie. They usually drink themselves out of it. They never sustain. If you remember, they came out like house of fire the first day.
That's right.
And then they sat around, drank all day Friday, and then they were toast on Saturday. So
back to back champion in this flight, Scranton and McReynolds.
Scranton has a chance. He's been playing a lot again.
This is Scranton's flight.
Always there.
This is Scranton's flight until it's not.
I think that's true. Now the problem with Scranton is that this flight's going to play very slowly. So,
yeah, can we
play Scranton now dead last?
Yeah, can I get ahead of him, please?
Or how about ask Grant if he and his buddy can go out Wednesday and play and just post their score, and then the rest of us can play Thursday? Are you picking Scranton?
It's Scranton's flight until it's not. I mean, if Sam could pull it together for 3 days, he would be a threat, but he's gonna be out.
All right, well,
Trank
can't win.
He
can't win.
I don't usually play in this sort of with these sort of golfers, so I really don't know.
It's going to be interesting. I'm going to tell you that I'm hurt that you didn't pick me in the third flight, but I'm going to pick you and Jameson.
Oh my God!
Because I think this is set up for you guys to win, because Jay absolutely could shoot 72 all 3 days. And then it just comes down to you. You know, when you play with your buddy, what's his name? Your old partner?
Boyer.
You almost have to, like, be the alpha, which you're not a good alpha when it comes to golf. But if you can just contribute like you did with me when we qualified for the Nishada Cup, that's where I think you're at your best.
That's where my game is right now, though. It's like I played a couple days ago. I'll get to this round in more detail after this when we talk about the Nishada Cup. But it's like... Par, in my pocket for two holes.
Yeah,
par.
That's who you are. Not,
somehow a birdie every now and then. If I just get those pars, I'll be good.
So in a metal plate tournament like this, that has value.
Yeah.
I just talked myself into CJ winning the first flight. Now go ahead and figure that. Well, Brian, wow, that was That was quite a thing.
Yeah.
We haven't missed anything.
So are you picking us for overall winner as well?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't even know how that works. Oh, because now
it's the low two-ball against
the
field.
What if, CJ? Oh. What if you and I are duking it out? Is it going to be alternate shot like we used to do?
No, it's just the two ball, the low score.
We
have a
playoff?
Double shotgun on Saturday,
okay.
So we've got a 7:30 and a 1:30.
So you can't do that.
It's too late. Yep.
So it's just going to be math. It's just going to be math.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I don't know who's the overall is going to be. That would make my head explode to try to figure that out.
Right. A lot of Cornish Cup points available in this event.
Yeah,
for sure.
Fine. We're moving on to a new subject. I don't understand the Cornish Cup. I don't understand it.
What is it?
It's like the FedEx Cup, man.
I play 9 events, and I'm 12th on the list. You got a guy like Mark Shields played 3 events, and he's 2nd on the list. How's that even possible?
The Nooners is less important than the majors.
Oh, you can't, every time I play Nooners, you count that?
A little bit.
Yes, but it's not a lot.
Oh, okay, well, that's
so
fine.
The 4-ball, the men's
opening
day.
Well, what if you win the Nooners?
Well, it's 20 points up for grabs for the low individual.
In the Nooners?
In the
so
Nooners.
So it's quota only?
Every week. We only do the quota.
So we have guests that must be at the top of the list of
they
the Cornish
don't,
Cup.
The guests get pulled out of the Cornish Cup. And then if you do well in the spring 4-ball, like Shields did, as an example, he's...
Well, how far out, when you're in a tournament, how far out do you pay points? Like, where do you have the points?
Everyone gets a point.
No,
to
I understand,
play in,
but...
And then we go all the way down the field.
Okay. So you do get, like, if you came in fourth place,
you
get fourth
place
points. The
Nooners spread goes from 20 to 5. So we go 20, okay. 19, 18, down to 5.
I want to add one more point to the Invitational.
Yes.
Bring cash. You have to bring cash.
Absolutely.
There is a portion of cash payment up front that goes toward gratuity to the staff. Don't be afraid to put a little extra in.
Oh, you're talking about in the pool? Are you running the Invitational this year?
No.
Oh, I didn't know if you were running it.
No, that's way above my pay grade.
Oh, okay.
Cash pools are $600 a team.
So $300 per person. That includes you tip out.
Correct.
Staff.
So we will separate out. We'll
but not Gary's Lounge. They don't get part of it.
Don't be afraid to bring a little extra beyond that $600 because the staff works.
You got to tip
Gary.
You got to tip a locker room guys. Got to tip Cam.
Yeah.
Got to tip Gary.
Yeah.
Got to
don't be afraid
guys.
To bring
they're
a
all
cash.
Be here. I assume everybody's here for the Invitational, right, Cam? Yeah. Have you been warned about and trained about and prepared for the Invitational?
A bit, yes.
Okay.
Do you have trank darts? You may need them for a couple. You may need them for that. That
so, I don't know flight. If you heard, but Gary came up with an idea that instead of, he's got exactly 88 lockers, by the way, so every guest can have his own locker. He came up with an idea that instead of everybody having to walk in to the area to grab the towels, he's going to put a set of towels on each bench.
Oh,
you
smart.
Know, the benches in front. So there'll be like, I don't know, 8-10 towels. Were you aware of this? On
yes.
each bench. Yeah. Which is a nice thing. Now, in the old days, we used to put a barrel of beer out in the, well, I don't know why we don't do that anymore. I know that's not part of your... There's a lot of things that you just refuse to get involved in, like when I wanted to do the coolers.
Like the beer, yes.
I thought that was a great idea. So, like you said, CJ, you got to... I mean, this is a big weekend for everybody. It's a lot of work for the staff. These guys will have to get in. I assume the grounds crew will be in at like 4:30 in the morning, 5 in the morning.
They sleep
the minute it... Yeah.
Yeah.
And these guys will be in first thing in the morning. Although there are some guys from my flight who will beat them in here to start the ranking. So, yes, Invitational, looking forward to it. Weather looks great.
Flighting
exciting.
Subject to change again.
Flighting subject to change. And then we'll just have to do the podcast all over again. So, CJ, what's next on the agenda? We did want to talk Nishada Cup.
Yeah, let's talk Nishada Cup. So we have our match coming up tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. I'm also going to qualify for the President's Cup tomorrow. I might as well kill two birds with one stone.
I'll say, so I don't want to look ahead. You know, I'm hoping that we put together a good round tomorrow and we win. Our next match, have you met Pete Robinson?
I know Pete Robinson.
I had never played with him. I played with him. He had two buddies here a couple days ago. I played 9. They went played 18. Pete is like this real happy-go-lucky guy. He's super nice. Great, great guy. I've really enjoyed getting to know him. The guy's a freaking... assassin on the golf course.
Really?
He's really, really good.
So
we're going to have to, if we advance.
Until the 14th hole to close him out?
If we advance, we're going to have our hands full with him.
Okay. I'm not too worried about
I'm just saying,
Who's he play with?
Courier.
Okay, this is a gross tournament, CJ. You understand that?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Be on the lookout.
Like you said, like you just said about the first flight, you don't
normally play in these things. I have, so based on his demeanor and then his actions on the golf course, I have a nickname for Pete.
What's that?
The Cook.
The Cook.
He's the Cook. He's like the Cook from Hunt for October. The guy, he's handing out the meals. He's super nice. He's being all collegial. Turns out he's a freaking KGB assassin in the background.
We'll see.
So he's the Cook.
I'm really not worried about him.
Yeah. All right. All right. Just saying.
So Nishana Cup ongoing. Arrowhead Cup ongoing.
Yes.
People. The
President's Cup.
Have
starting.
People been playing their matches in the Nishana and Arrowhead?
Yep. We have
Cups.
Been up to date. We've got a lot coming up. I think the first round deadline will end Sunday, and then we got one team that will play Wednesday.
Well, in the Nishana Cup, it's like the bracket is only 8 teams, right? It's an 8.
See, has everyone played except us?
No, there's still a few to come.
Okay.
And then there's more than that in the
16 in the Arrowhead Cup.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And there's Cornish points for that?
Oh, yeah.
So wait, so if we win tomorrow, do we get extra Cornish points?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Each round you move.
I need some Cornish points. I got to move up from 12.
Play the majors.
It's ridiculous.
This is the heart of it now.
So if I play tomorrow in the Cornish Cup and say I want to be part of Nooners, do I get double points?
You will.
Oh. I need to learn how to manipulate the system.
Just play. If you play and everything, you will move up the leaderboard.
All right. Because I never play in anything. Right.
Well, I appreciate it.
I do. I want to mention. You might have more items on your list, but I have one more. I had a nightmare last night that
concerns me.
I had a nightmare that you were named acting captain of a twi match.
Can you imagine a guy goes from being suspended to being captain of the twi? What's next?
Everything was going so great. We were in first place all year. We ran through the gauntlet. We went through our hardest matches of the year. They're all consecutive. We're still in second after the gauntlet. And with a win today, we'll be back in first. Is it true that you're acting captain today?
It is. But I would say this. I think the captains of a match have value mostly in the prep they do ahead of time. I didn't do any of that.
That's true.
All I'm doing, I think, is making the speech at dinner. If I can still
and I
talk.
Can imagine that
you
speech.
Know, well, do you know, Brian, that when the weather is hot like this, it affects you differently when you're drinking beer on the course. I played yesterday, and I got to tell you, I struggled through to the end. I got to be careful today, because I don't know what it is.
It's you just get dehydrated so fast.
Yeah.
Is your speech at the end? If we win, are you going to get up and say, "Great match, everybody. We won because of me."
I've already written the speech, so you don't have to worry about that.
I'm going to be as far away from here as possible. I don't need 100 phone calls tomorrow.
I said to Billy Shy, why can't you just come to the dinner and make the speech? Why do I have to do it? So, no, I mean, you guys, I think you guys, here's the problem with this Twi captaincy group is you look at matches like today and you're like, we're going to win this one. You see, it doesn't work that way, CJ. You have to grind all of them. So I'll make sure team grinds.
That's what we've been doing.
I'll make sure that they grind today. Don't you worry about
that. We've put a lot of work in the last few years.
We're in second place.
Second place behind Oakley. They're a 47.06 average. We're 46.57. So this is our eighth match. So half a point divided by eight or times eight. We need to gain 4 points on our average. So if you could go out there and win by six, that would be lovely. Or more.
Six should be doable. Who knows? Brian, what do the greens look like today?
Greens are good today. There was a double cut and roll.
Did you get a stimp? Does he do stimps every day or not?
No. Double cut and roll this morning. The rest is up
to
the weather.
That's all you have?
That's all I got. He did not measure his
What
stimp.
Is your experience on double cut and roll for a stimp?
Well, with the heat we've had, my guess would be 11.
Still be a little sticky.
11 and a half. Still be a little sticky.
11 and a half's not bad.
With a double cut and roll, you can usually get to 11 and a half easy.
Okay.
So it all depends on the afternoon.
And if we don't have the humidity next week, can the greens get to a higher number than that?
Oh, yes.
Could we be at 13?
They will double cut and roll every day.
TJ, you got to practice your putting.
My putting's great right now.
Starting Wednesday.
Your putting's great on 9.2 stimps that we've been playing with the last 2 weeks. Brian, I've been with playing. Brian. He couldn't get his ball in a hole, and he's a pro.
Played all over the world the last 3 weeks, Scott. My putting has not been a problem.
All right. That's good, because this is going to come down to who can putt.
So two huge putts.
I got my putter regripped. It was like getting a new putter. This is going to come down. Would you not agree that the Invitational is going to come down to who can putt? Or who can be short game?
It's short game.
Putting and who can advance the ball out of the rough.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, who can do it intelligently? Because
I've been practicing my my back foot punch.
Good.
And I've been practicing a low running 56 degree and a high floaty 60 degree shot. So I have versatility around the green, Scott.
Oh wow, CJ! I'm so glad I'm watching a lot
of YouTube. I'm watching a lot of YouTube.
Yeah, that can usually do nothing more than screw you up.
Yeah.
The key is to stay in the hole.
Yeah.
That's your key. You don't want to leave your partner hanging.
There's going to be a legend.
Leave your partner hanging, you take a big number.
There's going to be a legend told after this Invitational where I play from the tips, but don't hit a single driver all.
Oh wow!
All week and just keep the ball in play.
Good.
Keep it in play.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Brian, when CJ and I did the Nishada Cup qualifier, we took a gross triple bogey on the fourth hole. We were plus four after four, and we ended the day at plus five. That's called grinding.
Yeah.
And CJ was a big part of that. That's why I'm picking him.
I marked that.
Really hurt they didn't pick me for the third flight, but we can revisit that if you want. Anything else? Oh, quickly, McGavick Cup.
I forgot that's even happening.
We are through the first round of the first.
We have a winner of the first half.
We do. Yeah. And was I correct on my assessment?
Yes, it is. Was it the Red Hot Chili Dippers?
Red Hot Chili Dippers, yeah. Which is Tillery, Gates, McLeod, and Halal. Correct?
Yeah, I think that's right.
So we got to send them some money. They won $400.
Yep.
I'll just Venmo them $100 a piece. And
Ken doesn't have Venmo, so you have to give him cash. Oh no, he has Venmo now. He finally got Venmo. He won my Masters pool. Yeah, one of the pools, but I had he was the only guy who paid me in cash, and I usually pay out immediately, and it took a while for him.
Well, here's what I think. I think when guys pay in cash in anything, they kind of want cash back. You know what I mean? But you can't do that in your situation where everybody's paying you Venmo. You're not going to go to the bank.
And I'm paying out thousands of dollars.
Yeah, that's insane. So, but we're all cash for all the prizes. There's not going to be like pro shop credits for stuff.
Nothing. Everything is cash.
So $600 a team. There's a lot of money.
It's $500 for the cash pools.
But all your pools are flighted. So there's not going to be like a field pool or anything like that.
The only thing that's against the field are gross and net skins. Because
that's a whole field.
It's a big pool. Yes, because we'd rather pay out a bigger skin.
Could we do that on waves instead of the whole field?
No.
I mean,
and then we do dailies, overall, gross and net skins. We'll have an overall champion, and we're going to do a beat 200 pool. So a 3-day total of under 200. That's going to be another pool. Three teams did it last year, so they will share in the pot.
Under 200, which means how many?
We're in that 64-ish, 63, 4, 5 range.
On average?
Yeah.
Eight under on average? For 3 days?
200. Yeah, 196 was low last year.
That's
and two
much.
At
yeah,
1,
that does, that's,
198.
Is that an optional pool, or are you paying that out one way or the other?
I think we're going to do that.
That's in no matter what. You're in it if you put in your 300. There's no
average
option
of 66.
Oh, okay. 66. That's more reasonable.
66.6 around.
So you have to minus 6 every day. You're not going to win your flight unless you do that. So
correct.
All right, that's more reasonable. Right.
And then the $100 extra is going to be a staff-wide tip for the club.
Okay. So that's $50 basically
grounds
per
crew,
player.
The kitchen, yes. We've upped that. That was $20 a guy last year.
But you don't share that $100. With Gary's group.
No, because you guys tip him separately.
Right. Okay. All right. CJ?
I'm ready to sign out. My attention span is gone.
Well, look, this has been a pretty big and important podcast.
Yeah.
And now, I did promise you to have it posted by noon, so you got 20 minutes to post it.
Yeah, that won't be a problem. Yeah. I think we have 5 listeners queued up for this one,
it's
going to be more than double our usual audience.
CJ's all excited because he's doing this Concord History podcast that gets 10 listeners, so. All right, TJ.
So many thousand on that one. Thanks so many on that one. It's a little wider range of audience interest for that one.
Yeah, obviously. Cam, anything left to say? You've been a good participant today. You and Gary got fences to mend. I hope you guys do that. Anything else? Would you like to say something to Gary?
I'd say something to Gary in private, but Gary's a great guy, a great boss, and I'm sorry if I hurt his feelings.
Wow, there it is.
That's what I'm telling you, the maturity. Cam for president of the United States.
Remember, this is the guy that said the 40 hours he works here are the best 40 hours of his week.
Yeah.
Don't forget that. All right, CJ, sign us off.
Peace, Brian, love, and reciprocals.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.